We are here at the CUES Symposium, CEO Chairman Exchange, in a beautiful place called Kauai. Can you believe this place?
It's a pretty tough place to go, and I know there are a lot of people that traveled from the East Coast, and they were really appreciative of the nice weather. Mm-hmm. So it's been a piece of great time and great topics in paradise.
Indeed. The journey was probably arduous, but the reward getting here was certainly worth it all.
Exactly. I think we had an advantage on the West Coast.
A little bit.
A little bit shorter travel than the folks from Canada and folks on the far East
Coast.
And a few people here from Alaska.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. So it was terrific to have some discussions with them and talk about growth in Alaska and the opportunity for credit unions.
Well, let's talk about that. We are here with Joe Selesky from CRM Next, and give us a quick plug on what CRM Next does.
CRM Next is really a partner in helping credit unions grow, and grow in a way that leverages their existing platforms, but makes it possible to have their team members deliver better service and be much more productive. Giving them automation that can actually be supporting the team member or supporting the member directly. And then it also is really about, I think when you really look at changing the work design at the credit union and making things simple, it makes it also an opportunity to recruit the best people, which is absolutely essential in the credit unions, to be sustainable into the future. And, how do we get millennials who really identify with the message of the credit union and the purpose of the credit union to come? And, obviously, if they look at traditional core screens, that doesn't look much like they're used to seeing, in other applications online, et cetera. So how do we help the credit union get to a place where the associate experience is modern and can be collaborative? And something where they can sit side by side with the member and really show that transparency and that commitment that is so much part of the credit union ethos,
which is the topic at hand, what we're talking about today. Nice segue, Joe. I like that. So the topic at hand actually here is fostering an environment for collaboration to encourage member engagement. Can you expand on this a little bit here?
Yeah, so I wrote an article about a year and a half ago talking about one of the biggest challenges in credit unions, and quite frankly, in many of our financial lives, is friction. Mm-hmm. It's really easy once you've transacted with Amazon, it's actually easier to transact with them again than going anyplace else. Mm-hmm. Now, the question really is for a member, and you really want to collaborate with the member and engage the member, is it easier for them to engage with their credit union on a new product than it is for them to go to Citibank or go to, to get a mortgage or to go to Cap One and get a card? And if it's not easier, that's one of those friction points are, a challenge for both the member and the associate, right? Because, they want to have those conversations with the member and be collaborative. Typically, collaboration when it's side by side or on the phone is really, while the member came to you for a task, right? You've got an issue of a transaction or you've lost your card or something else. So there's a servicing task that needs to be handled for the member. Mm-hmm. And right now, that's a lot of cut and paste to get it done across the current environment. Right. So if we can make that simpler, make that automated, make a click to do a travel notice or a click to replace a card, and simplify that process, you free up time.
Oh, no doubt.
To have conversations and collaborate with the member, but that's not enough. So there's got to be a place for that collaboration to happen and even provide the associate with structured conversations. Mm-hmm. So, and then the opportunity to, to talk to the member about their needs, in that collaboration. And one of the things I talk about all the time is we look at PFM, personal financial management tools like Mint, and, that was really for somebody to help themselves. Why are we not using those in the credit union to sit down with somebody side by side and talk about where they're spending?
And
you've got a lot going on in your credit cards right now. Why don't we get a credit line and pay those off? And let's free up, and now we can use that to improve your credit score.
Yeah.
And really, that's collaboration. But now collaboration really requires you also to be able to take action, right? So there's knowledge and action. Mm-hmm. And that, today, if the member says, oh, yes, I would like that credit line, and it's going to take 30 minutes to fill out the application because the LOS is completely separate from your core, you've got this issue of cut and paste, which you might not want to do there side by side with the member, or you'll hide the screens as you do it.
Right.
So, part of the trick to collaboration is that opportunity to collaborate, the knowledge around collaboration, and then the ability to actually take action and make it easier to onboard a member, and take out that friction that I was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're all kind of, I'm glad you mentioned the Amazon, because we're all kind of like, they're setting the bar right now, and it's a challenge for any organization, let alone a credit union, to kind of meet that bar or even get close to it? What can they do?
Well, I mean, I think there's places we can help. You know, you have great people and you've got great assets in your systems. You know, they're great systems of transaction, you know, and there tend to be great systems of payment and other types of processing, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily great systems of interaction, especially because they're different. Mm-hmm. You know, if the work design is that the credit union associate has to go over here for this and over there for that, and another system to type in, you know, what they discussed with the customer, and there's no facilitation or automation, you know, that's a challenge. Yeah. And what Amazon would tell you all the way through is that, you know, behind the scenes, Amazon is quite complex, right? Yeah. You know, managing, you know, stock in different warehouses and all of that logistics capability is really complex, mm-hmm. but it's really, really easy to take an order. It's really, really easy to track an order, you know, and that was they separated the work design, you know, whether it's a customer doing that work themselves mm-hmm. or, you know, and you know, they don't have branches, you know, where they can be collaborative with someone. Well, actually, maybe they do. That's called a Whole Foods.
Yes, store, now right? they do. Now they do.
So, but you know, I think you've got that opportunity where you know. They're going to need to collaborate more, talk to a person about products in the yeah. Whole Foods store, maybe talk about other services. The credit union has the core mission, and it's got the core purpose, and the people that are aligned with those ideals. It's just there's been a missing platform. Mm-hmm. You know, I liken it to, you know, a core and your card processing system. These are all instruments, mm-hmm. you know, in a band. Mm-hmm. And you may even be playing from the same sheet of music, right? But if you actually did that in a band and didn't have a conductor sort of orchestrating the way they work for the audience, mm-hmm. you would have something that doesn't sound very good.
A little chaotic, yeah.
Right. So that's what's been missing. It's a platform that can really orchestrate on behalf of the customer, mm-hmm. you know, facilitate for the associate. Mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, the type of system we do. And I think that's different than, you know, sort of CRM that's just lead management or CRM that is sort of marketing automation, which is the way most people think of it.
Yeah.
You know, and those types of systems are great for B2B, mm-hmm. but they're not really great for financial services, where you've got a relationship that needs to be aware of all of the interactions. Somebody mm-hmm. got sent a piece of marketing material, or somebody, you know, had another issue, and you know the member really assumes that we know them, right, and that we facilitate, you know, acting well on their behalf. And I think, you know, again, the alignment is there of values and needs. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just been a missing sort of band leader to help orchestrate and automate those processes.
Good point. So why is this so important today? Is it kind of keeping up with the Amazon Joneses, or why is this so important for a credit union today?
So I think it's. There's probably three different reasons it's incredibly important. Yeah. One is, you know, we've had a trust crisis in the U.S. where a lot of...
In the financial sector,
yeah. when you really look at institutions that people trusted, mm-hmm. and a lot of questions, mm-hmm. and people really wondering if a financial institution acts on their behalf, right? You know, because they're not really a fiduciary. You know, they're a profit-making, reporting to shareholders type of enterprise. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think there's an opportunity where you have millennials, you have other, you know, classic customers that, you know, this last year in 2017 resulted in over a billion in new assets to a lot of credit unions that were ready to receive. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of credit unions that have been concerned about growth. And so, you know, one of the challenges in the right now is we have a real sort of alignment of timing and sort of the culture of a millennial that really aligns well with the principles of the credit union.
You're exactly right.
Which are the future of the credit union. Yeah. So if we don't, you know, get out the net and are able to scoop up the fish while the fish are there, you know, there may not always be there because financial relationships get established someplace else. Yeah. And they pick number two or number three, mm-hmm. you know, because they didn't know.
And they throw down some roots, and it's really hard to uproot that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Many of us are still with an institution. We tend to tolerate the institution once we get to work with them,
yeah.
instead of actually necessarily really valuing them as much as we might.
Right.
And so it gets hard to unwind a relationship unless you take advantage of these times when people are voting with their dollars and are really looking at that alignment. So I think that is one. It's really timing right now.
Yeah.
The other side of it is the, you know, credit unions are seeing, you know, record, you know, sort of retirement of great team members.
Yeah.
There are a lot of team member turnover.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to get to a place where you can bring on great new team members that are going to be with you mm-hmm. for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want to do it ethically. They want to do it. They want to be of service and collaborate with the member. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no question, you know, it's as attractive or could be as attractive as an Apple store mm-hmm. for an aspiring young person yeah. who's really looking at their career path. So I think it's the future of the credit union as an institution to be able to attract great talent. Mm-hmm. And that really requires, you know, modernization, you know, of at least the experience and the work.
To make it attractive?
To make it attractive. Because otherwise, you know, the average millennials looks at, you know, a core screen and goes, well, that looks like an airline reservation.
What is that?
Yeah. So it's, you know, and their tolerance for it is less, right? Yeah, they're discovery-based learners. And so, I mean, I think that.
And we're getting spoiled, you know?
Yeah.
We're getting very spoiled.
And I think lastly, you know, there's been sort of new types of competition in this world, competing for trust and competing for assets. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I think we're at a point in time where, you know, a lot of people talk about the erosion as people use Venmo and other things, that, you know, this transacting platform is, you know, perhaps not as sticky as, you know, as it gets, you know, somebody starts using other tools to interact. Yeah. Yeah. And our opportunity to talk to the member aren't on the rise. They're actually on the decline. So
because of the digitization of what's going on?
Because of the digitization, because, you know, I mean, we try to provide convenience in digital, but, you know, it really hasn't been a great channel for us to provide collaboration. Yeah. So so if you don't have opportunities to have conversations, you know, the member doesn't really appreciate the depth of opportunity with mm-hmm. the institution. So I think that, you know, as the third part of it is, you know, here's a time where, you know, expectations need to be supported, you know, in that team member growth and the platforming that they require. And, you know, I mean, I think we're actually at a very important confluence of elements, right? You have trust and the opportunity for mm-hmm. the, you know, for credit unions to, you know, instead of got milk, it's got trust.
And, hey!
So, I mean, I think a great slogan, you know, I think it would be so easy to go up on every credit union billboard.
Perfect. I've been looking for that. Right? I've been looking. We're going to trademark that very fast.
Oh, it's a, I mean, it, you know, the person who came up with got milk happened to be a past investor. And it's funny how you always look at it and they turned milk from a food to a drink. What are we trying to, you know, change in the credit union perception? Well, I mean, that this is an institution that you can trust, mm-hmm. that's aligned with your financial health,
right.
and, you know, quite frankly, can do for you more. And, you know, I think that's the last piece of that, maybe the fourth leg of that stool is more and more, you know, the consumer, you know, the member of the future wants to have less people, you know, to trust. Mm-hmm. They really want simplicity in their mm-hmm. life. And, you know, we have to make it easy to have more products and services from the credit union, and so that it's really the full competitive set, you know, of investments and credit card and debit card and, mm-hmm. you know, the financial products that people need to have a proper financial life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what exciting times we live in, don't you agree? I mean,
I think it's exciting, and, you know, it's wonderful to be here at the event. I think the leadership, you know, with the chairman's here and the CEOs are all, you know, very much looking at, you know, how do they wrestle with the things that are enabling their success, and how do they sort of break loose of some of the shackles that are sort of holding them back from doing the servicing and, you know, providing the capabilities to team members they're looking for. So I think it's a great time because the solutions are there.
They are.
And we've seen, you know, a lot of that start outside of the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, we watched one of our customers grow from 7 million customers to 70 million over the past 7 years. And you look at that type of growth can be managed and can be compliant and can be facilitated if there's, you know, the right plumbing is there and the right automation is there, you know, layered on top of, you know, the systems that we come to.
Yeah, because there's so many channels now. I mean, there's so many channels. It's not just, hey, I'm going to call up the bank and see what's, or the credit union or whatever.
It's Amazon Echo. It's, you know, I mean, you really start to think about it, and, you know, that's really shifted the demands on a financial institution. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day when it was branch, you know, the customer didn't see any of the systems. You know, ATM started to make it 24/7.
Yeah.
But again, it was still, they were sheltered from, it was mostly cash access or deposit. And, you know, but it changed with the web, and then it changed again with mobile. You know, everybody expects real-time alerts. Yeah. Everybody expects, you know, really that convenience part of it. But they also really want service. And I think that, you know, the last threat that's out there is, you know, a bank of Amazon. you know, where, you know, there's no question that they will
be a
low-cost provider of some basic financial services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people could say whether or not they want a bank charter or, you know, would they take a credit union charter and make that a nonprofit part of their business? Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the members,
all the employees,
being members of a credit union. Yeah. I mean, all of those things possible. Mm-hmm. But what they won't have is the community presence that makes credit unions part of a community. Yeah. You know, and I think that, you know, marketing dollars, you know, for every dollar you spend on marketing, you get five times the effect if you have a branch footprint than if you don't. And with branch closures averaging about three a day mm-hmm. in the retail banking world, mm-hmm. I think the credit unions have this huge opportunity.
No doubt.
Keep that community presence, keep that service model, and, you know, empower it so they can double the number of members per, you know, financial center mm-hmm. or triple the number of members per, and not have to grow team, but grow, you know, sort of the ease and automation that the team uses to serve the member better.
You know, I learned a new term a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed the folks from Root Banking. I don't know if you've heard of them. Mm. And his name is Matt Krogstad. They're brand new. They're brand new.
No, I know from the prior work in mobile.
There we go. But he came up with a term called fidgetal. It's combining the best of physical and digital and keeping in touch with the members that are members, customers, whatever, what have you, that way. I'm just like, brilliant.
Yeah, no, I think he was at Bank of the West, you know, I think.
I'll have to look up his
places he was in. But before that, he was at MCOM, I believe, mm-hmm. you know, doing mobile when we were doing Claremel. So, you know, a great guy.
Good guy.
Fidgetal, physical and digital makes a lot of sense. Wow. I mean, I think you've got a huge opportunity. I mean, there's even a company now, I won't give them a plug yet, but we'll talk about them as they're more in market, that using the transaction data at the credit union without any other social data or anything else, you can find out who your members are that are influencers. And it basically, it's figured out the social graph based on the transaction graph. So people that shop, where other people follow them to the same place, out of pattern. Yeah. It's a very fascinating piece of AI, but it lets you know who your members are, that if they leave, others are going to leave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then the question is, what do we do in service? How do we
cater to
support
them.
That relationship, understanding it's pivotal to more than just one member? I mean, and I think the credit unions are aligned to do great things, but so fidgetal, AI, I mean, eventually it all comes down to great service.
That's right.
And great relationships. And I think that's the piece that is, you know, really the exciting part today, because I think that right now the average person on the street is looking for transparency and collaboration and looking for relationships that they can really count on. And, you know, and as you said, Amazon has set a bar, you know, that it should be frictionless to go from one product to two products to three products should be easy. Mm-hmm. And just because they're financial products doesn't mean we can't leverage our current insight and current data on the customer to make it easier. Yeah. It should really be easier for them to do more business with a credit union than go to someone else.
Of course.
Of course.
So. Great message to end on, Joe. This turned out to be quite the conversation.
Glad to be here and glad to catch up and looking forward to it. And we just did another white paper. Well, you know, if anybody wants to email, I guess you can just email joe.selesky@serumnext.com.
Okay.
We'll send you out a white paper that's really talking about sort of the four guidelines we think are easy fixes.
Okay.
You know, and I guess I'll leave on one note.
All righty.
I'd love everybody who's listening to your broadcast to try a simple test inside their branches. Instead of greeting the member, mm-hmm. you know, hi, my name's Joe. Yeah. How can I help you? Or can I help you?
Yeah.
I'd love you to start off that conversation with, hi, my name's Joe. You know, I can help you, and make a commitment, not a question. And I think, you know, if it doesn't change the way the associate thinks and the member thinks, mm-hmm. I'd love to hear back.
That would be interesting.
Very simple experiment. Yeah. I can help you. Just a commitment. Because I believe that's what's really here in the credit union. It is that commitment.
Yep.
So why don't we use it as, you know, instead of saying, so glad to see you, mm-hmm. or some of the other things, I think Chick-fil-A does one. I mean, I think really just a simple one for everybody who listens to the broadcast, a two-minute change.
I can help you.
I can help you. So, and there's no question mark at the end of that. That's a commitment.
Yeah.
And then getting them the help they need.
There you go, credit unions. I can help you. Give it a shot and let us know.
Or let Joe know.
Let me know. It was great.
Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very
much. Well done. That's some good stuff here. I mean, we could talk about that for hours. No, really cool.
All great.
Really
Thank
cool.
You.